Hello, this is Michael Luton speaking. Well, this week, cancers are under the gun. Although, come to think of it, who's not under the gun? Hey, remember the T-square of July and August? Some people thought it was a lot of fun, the sadists. Normal people, though, couldn't believe the stress and tension. It's supposed to be all about growth, but crikey, that hurts. Change is easy only when you're the one thinking it up. It's a pretty different deal, though, when it comes at you like a freight train. And that's just what this T-square was, a cosmic freight train. Actually, it was a rare crossing of planets that brought events, people, and circumstances into your life you had never encountered before. Talk about ridiculously challenging situations. Who wouldn't be defensive and insecure? For Aries, it's your family and home you have to defend. Taurus, your sibling issues. Gemini is strictly financial. Cancer, everything, especially your precious independence. Leos, it's the stuff you can't tell anybody. Virgos, your friends and friendships, under stress. Libra, it's your career you've got to defend. Scorpio, your foreign contacts, for sure. Sagittarius, it's everything financial with other people, you know, wills, estates, taxes, and all the stuff related to mortality. Capricorn, it's your need for companionship. Aquarius, it's your work life, in some cases health. Pisces, it's your, quote, love life. So now we run into a full moon with Saturn and Pluto, which reminds us of the T-square. Plus, any control battles that were being waged surface again to be resolved. Confrontations are unavoidable this week. So don't lose your cool and blow it. It's hard to stay cool, though, when you're up against insensitive, narcissistic, controlling people who are inflexible and uncooperative. And you certainly would not want to be considered one of those yourself. Although, what if your survival's at stake? This all goes back to the change your life's in the process of making. And while you thought it was going to be a quick, smooth change, it's turning out to be a slow and, in many cases, agonizing process. You can't lose faith, though. Remember that you are going forward, even if it means you have to give up some fantasies of what you would love to be the truth of your life. But if we can see this in the planetary motion, then there must be some purpose to it all, designed to help us become more whole and fulfilled people. We have to go on, despite the memories and the scars. Somehow we have to find the strength to keep going and to heal the wounds of the past. That's what triumph is all about. Why does it have to be so damn hard, though? Thank you.
This is WOAO, World Orbiting Astrological Observatory.